Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms and Psalm 75. Psalm 75. Say unto thee, O God, do we give thanks? Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. Amen. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of its cellar. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. Unto the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For a promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, O God. We thank you for your presence in our lives, O Lord. Let's give thanks to God for all the good things that we have from Him and we have received. There are many things we have received even without toiling. God has given to us. Somebody had worked hard, we just received it. Let's give thanks to Him. Yes, O God. We thank and we praise you for the gift of salvation, for eternal life, for your word, for the Holy Spirit, for putting us in your family, in your church. We thank you, God, and we bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, O God. We thank you for your loving kindness and your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, we bless you, Jesus. Let's confess now our sins to God. Let's confess them and renounce them all. As we confess, God will cleanse us and purify us from these sins. Let's make a commitment to God that we will not go back to them. Let us now come to the Lord and ask Him to give us our needs. Also pray for our families. Thank you, Lord, for giving us all our needs. Thank you for answering our prayers. We pray for our families, Lord, for our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents, our siblings. Bless each and every one of them, O God. Provide all their needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our families. I pray for the anointing of yours, O God, upon each and every husband to lead his family in the way of righteousness. I pray also for the wives, O God, to be a real helpmate to their husbands so that the family will go into the direction that you want, O God. I pray also for parents, O Lord, to give instruction also to their children that they will follow you. Pray for the children to be obedient. O God, your words and instruction. O God, make a way, Lord. You guide, you strengthen, you lead. O God, bestow blessing upon each and every family in the name of Jesus. We pray. Hear our prayers, O God. Pray as God, the Holy Spirit, lead you. We pray for our jobs, the places that we are working. Let's pray for our boss. Pray for your work, your income. I pray for each and every one of us to have favor from his boss. The place is working. Pray for our salaries to come on time. Pray for blessing upon these companies, the places that we are working, O God. I pray through us that your word will be preached there in the name of Jesus. Yes, O Lord, hear our prayers, O God. Help each and every one of us to shine in his workplace. I pray for favor. I pray for anointing. I pray for wisdom and discernment to behave as children of yours in all these places. Let's pray for the places that we came from, that God's word will be preached to our neighbors, our relatives, our friends, our colleagues, and the people that we were in contact with in our childhood, in our time of studies, that God will raise them with his word. Hear our prayers, O God. Use each and every one of us to preach your word to them, to bring the gospel to them, O God. The message of salvation, the eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ, and his work on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. By your blood, we are saved and we are healed. Let's pray now also for the place that God put His church here in UAE and other places, that the church had extend to Oman, to Kuwait, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, to America, and Sierra Leone, and also Malawi. Let's pray for all these places where some families, some members, few congregations are there. Let's pray. Lord, grant us favor, O God, in the places, from the government of the places that you had placed us. Stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus. Reveal yourself in vision and dreams to them, O God. I pray, O Lord, that we will continue to pray for the people, for the governors. Continue to pray for salvation of the people around us. We will have faith in you, Lord, that you can do miracles and you can save them and you can reveal yourself to them. I pray also, Lord, for all our needs will be met, all the logistic need and documents, whatever papers needed, O God, for your church to function. O God, I pray you will provide. We trust you, O God. We pray for our protection, Lord. Protect us from persecution and help us to persevere even when we are pressurized, that we will continue to do what is right, that your purpose in the life of us, in the life of your church, shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Prosper all these places so we, your people, will prosper, O God. Let's pray for one another. If you know anyone having problem, any brother and sister having a burden, for him you pray. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear us, Lord, when we call. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear us, Lord, we are praying. Let's pray now for yourself and pray for the church to grow. Lord, I pray, refill me once again with the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, come and take me and have me all to serve you, O God. Lord, I pray that, the Holy Spirit consume us, O Lord, and take us and move us as a church to go on and save you, to do what is right and just, to preach your word. O God, I pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. For those who have not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost, baptize them, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Let them prophesy, see vision and dreams, let them preach. O God, give them gift of healing, gift of faith. O Lord, to go on and save you, Lord. Raise up more evangelists among us, more pastors, and teachers, prophets, Lord, whatever need in the ministry, O God, look upon us and have mercy on your church and give us the Holy Spirit that we are in the Spirit for to live our life for you, O God. And Lord, we pray for the worship today. Anoint the worship, O God. Anoint the songs, O God. Anoint all the items of our service, the giving, the prayers, O Lord. This recording anointed, O God. Make it reach the places that you want to reach. And even, Lord, I pray, O God, for the message. Anoint the message. And use the message mightily for your glory. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. And let us sing to the Lord and worship Him. Salvation, and thank you for all that you have done to us. We commit ourselves, O God, that we continue to serve you and worship you and do the work of yours, preaching your word, reaching people and helping
helping them to know you and to draw near to you, O God, till you come and take us with us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We trust you, Lord, that you continue to watch over your church and over your people. You never sleep, O God. You never slumber. Our help come from you, the maker of heaven and earth.
We are
hearing our prayers, for renewing our spirit with your Holy Spirit. And even now, Lord, we are ready to receive your word and what you are going to tell us. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Your people are listening, O God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now worship the Lord with our giving, our tithes and our offerings, and our first fruit to God. These things belong to God. When we bring it, it will not be minus. It will be a way for the floodgates of heaven to be open on us, and the Lord will pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. Thank you, Lord, for your promise, O God, that as we give, the floodgates of heaven shall be open. Lord, bless your people, all those who give, and prove your word to them, O God. And also I pray for those who have not yet, you teach them and speak to them and guide them and help them to do this and to obey you. I pray even, O God, for protection for each and everyone's job and income in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, that you multiply this amount of money and use it to reach the lost, and let be spent according to your ways and according to your will. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's continue today. Study to remember what we hear and we had received from the Lord. The Lord Jesus said to the church in Sardis, in Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 3, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. We continue today, go through scriptures that tell us to remember. In the book of Luke, chapter 16, a story was said by our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can read in the story that Abraham said to the rich man that was in hell, Luke chapter 16, verse 25. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. So he told him, remember the thing that you had received in your life, the good things. And this is Abraham saying to the rich man while the rich man was in hell. You know, the first thing that you need to remember early, not too late. Because when man reaches hell, it cannot be reversed. That is now the message to Sardis. Remember what thou have received and hear. Hold fast, repent. If you will not watch, I will come as a thief. Let's read the whole story in the book of Luke. Luke 16, let's read the whole story of the rich man and Lazarus. So we can remember good lessons. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to feed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham says unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he say, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word that you sent to us, to your church on time, to teach us your ways and your commands, to feed us with your word, to guide us, to help us at this time in our life, how to live our life for you, preparing ourselves for our coming. Prepare your church, O God. Prepare each and every one of us, we who are here, and our brethren in other places who are receiving your word. I pray you prepare us, so that when you come, all of us ready to go with you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What we can remember today from this message. First, remember that the poverty of the poor can be a good thing for them. You know, when he said to the church in Sardis, remember what you hear and receive. So when you think about what you receive, this story here, this man is a poor man. Yeah? But the poverty was a good thing for him. You know, people, not some people, most of the people, when they will have money, the money will promote them to do simple, wrong things. I usually ask certain people, poor people, ask, do you buy new clothes? They say no. Do you buy gold? They say no. Do you eat in restaurants? They say no. I say, why? We don't have money. I say, suppose God will give you money. You will do these things? Yes, we will do. I say, good that God is withholding such things from you. This poor man, let's read about him. In verse 20, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. You know, beggar, sick, full of sores. And
and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, whatever, the dogs came and licked his sores. He is in a very miserable condition. He is poor. But that poverty that he was in did not hinder him to reach the bosom of Abraham, did not hinder him to reach eternal life. It might be working for his good. You know, certain people, you know, when they have the money, they will do the wrong things. Poverty is not, remember, poverty is not a bad thing for you. Certain times it's a medicine from God for you. That man in poverty, but he worked out, that he continued to be in the narrow way, fearing God, trusting Him, his life, and was living in a way that finally he make it to heaven. Do you understand? Remember, lack of money is not a negative thing. It could be good for you until you learn how to handle money and finances in your life. The second point that we can learn from this story, sickness and physical disability are not hindrances, but can help us in our salvation journey to eternity. This man was disabled, right? He was sick. Sores was in his body. He was disabled by this sickness. He cannot walk, or maybe he was not able to find work. Have you get the point here? But these things that he was in still did not hinder him to reach eternity. And also listen to this. Remember, that what he was in did not hinder him from serving God. Was this beggar was serving God or no? Let us see. Let us see in the scripture how this man was a good servant of God. Finally, we find him that he's in the bosom of Abraham. How he can be in the bosom of Abraham if he did not serve the Lord? He served God. He continued to go through the narrow way and the narrow gate that God had alone to be in. Perseverance and sickness and suffering and willingness to stay in the narrow way and gate of God is the secure and safe way to us to live to God and inherit eternal life. Remember, the poor man did not sin against God by trying to change the situation he was put in. He was put in a scenario, right? Poverty is there. Sickness is there. And he cannot work. That is his scenario. And he was put at a door of a rich man. And let us see what was his desire. Let us see what he was desiring. You know, we have read in verse 21, remember. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. See, that is, he did not sin. What is his desire? That his stomach will be filled to satisfy his anger. Did he steal from the rich man? Did he covet the rich man? Did he desire to eat from the table or to eat the crumbs? He did not desire the food of the rich man. He did not covet his dress. He did not covet his riches. But he was satisfied that only his stomach to be filled. Many poor people, they will steal, they will covet.
They would cheat, yeah, to get the money. Was this man serving the Lord? Yes. Did he ask the Lord, Lord, can you put me in another man's house? This man is not giving me good. He persevered. He stayed where God wants him to stay. We need to be careful to fulfill the scenario that God had put us in. Many people are jealous, right? Many people are coveting. Jealousy and coveting that move the people to do wrong things, desire wrong things. But this poor man, Lazarus, was content with what God had put him in. Remember, number four. Remember that the poor man was begging to fill his stomach, not because he does not want to work, not because he's lazy, but because he is sick, he cannot work, or possibly there's possibility that he can work, but he's rejected. No one will employ him because why? Let us read why. Why? Let us read in verse 20, say, last part of the verse, he say, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, full of sores. How they will employ him? He will go for medicals, he is failed. And he said that, and the dogs came and licked his sores. These are the things that prohibit him to work. So what he was begging, he was begging for his stomach to be filled. Many people now they beg, not because of anything, but because they are lazy, they don't want to work, or they are taking advantage, and they will not beg for to fill their stomach. When you give them food, they want cash. Or when I give them food, they want first class food. Begging is allowed here because this man, he cannot work, he is sick, he is rejected. But begging is not permitted by our Lord for our life. Remember, what thou hast received and heard. Church of Sardis has reputation of alive but being dead. Repent. Number five, remember the death or the coming of Christ is God's mercy on those who set their heart to walk in His ways. We read in verse 22, and it came to pass that the beggar died. This is God's mercy, right? He was waiting. Lord, come, Lord, take me. He was waiting upon God. Where? At the narrow gate. Beside, at the door of the rich man who were careless for him. And was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. You know, the death for righteous people is God's mercy on them. To end up their suffering and also that to reward them with eternity, eternal life that God set for us. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and rose again from death. And we who live for Him, we have hope for His, when that we are waiting for Him to come. That's why we pray. We pray, Lord, come. Yeah. You know why people are not praying, Lord, come? Listen to me. Look at me. Why they are not coming, Lord Jesus, come? Because they are waiting. They are waiting for the new car. Hallelujah. They are waiting for the to buy new land. Lord, if they will pray, Lord, come, then the new land, the new car, yeah? They are waiting for the new boyfriend.
Get here the point. Remember that Christ will come. We need to be ready for His coming. They are waiting for the birthday party. They will invite them. They are waiting for the covering to be removed so the parties will go back again. That's why they can't pray, Lord Jesus, come. Lord Jesus, come. Let's continue. Remember, when we spend lavishly on our food and dress and other luxurious things, then we are sinning against the Lord. This rich man, as we have read in verse 19, are we learning good things today? Yeah? Don't say, oh, I am poor. Don't say I'm sick. Don't say that the people does not like me. You get the point here? Lazarus was sick, poor, rejected at the gate. He did not push the gate and go inside. He did not push himself into the house of the rich man. We learn. You know, sometimes we are rejecting such scenario. We want another scenario. We are forcing ourselves on God. We want approval and we want to be famous. We want people to know us, to recognize us. The rich man, in verse 19, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Luxurious life. Lavishing himself every day. Food, dress, purple, expensive things, new mobiles, new accessories, changing the furniture, every day. He is enjoying the material things that God has given to him. You know, many people, for the just taste, they will buy the most expensive food. They go to certain restaurants and spend too much because of the taste. For the branded things, they will pay too much money. For the branded dress, they will borrow also. They will borrow. You know, even this rich man, you say, oh, he has money, what he will do with it? Remember, your money is not your money, it's God's money, and you must live and spend it on the style that God wants you to live. But didn't mention here this rich man stole money, no? But the style of living is contradicting the scriptures. You know, if your aim in life just to enjoy your flesh, you don't deny yourself anything, you don't discipline yourself, you don't know how to budget, you don't know how to save, you don't know how to share, you don't know how to handle money, then that is where the church in Sardis is. Remember. What you told him? Abraham? Remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things. Enjoy. That's why sometimes when I say that poverty is not a bad thing. Poverty certainly is a good thing to protect you. You are not yet ready to handle a big amount. You know, I have seen many people in this church. They come poverty. After they have money, they have wings. I don't see them. They are flying away. Mobile cannot reach out. They move to far places, far from God. Are you learning good lessons today? Remember. Let us continue. In understanding the scriptures, the rich man has no concern for the bigger man. Have you get the point here? We are called to help people that God had placed near us who are poor, and we need to care for them. It's not mentioned that he provided food for him or dress, nothing, no concern about other. He was selfish, he denied himself nothing, but he impart no good things to the man Lazarus. We are called to help poor people that God had placed beside us. But we must also be aware that we are not called to help people who are not poor. We are not called to help people who can work and provide for themselves. We are not called to help people who come with the stories to get something out of you. No, that is, you need to be careful. God called us to help the poor whom he had placed beside us. God did not call us to support people whom we do not see. Poor people that we don't see, we don't know their life, we don't know their story. We cannot send money to them or give them help. We don't know them. But there's a people we know. We know their lives that God had placed beside us. You know, we need to care for such people, sick, afflicted, having emergency. We need to remember those people and care for them. And also let us remember that, to be aware that many will come with some stories and ask help. But only a few are genuine and fit to be helped, because they are in a situation like this beggar in the story of Jesus. This story was told by Jesus himself. Remember, death or Christ's second coming is the punishment of the wicked. This man, as we have read, the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. So, all of a sudden was taken out from the sinful style of life that he was living in, and he was put in hell. That was the punishment, that was the judgment of God on him, to end up that sinful attitude, that selfish attitude, that careless attitude, that lack of stewardship attitude. How the lost son spent the money of the God the Father? He spent it on wild living. Food, parties, prostitute. He spent everything. No stewardship, no link with God and God's word and instruction. What we need to remember from this story? Remember that hell is real. It is a place of torment. And the torment in hell is real. Say, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and sees Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Hell is real and heaven is real. Some people, they say, you know, don't preach about hell. Don't let sinners, you know, get scared of hell. But that's the truth. Who spoke about hell in details? Jesus Christ, our Lord. He spoke about hell. This is the word of Jesus. We need to speak about it. We need to warn them. What is in hell? There are flames. It is very hot. The person will be fully aware and alive in hell. And what else in hell? Cannot be reversed. You know, the Catholics, they pray for the dead people. They pray that they will be going to heaven. It will not work. After death, there's judgment. That's why we need to preach now about hell. When they are there, people, we cannot reverse the scenario. We cannot reverse the destiny. We can do it now. Before Jesus will come, before people die. After death, there is judgment. What Abraham told him. In verse 26, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. Fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. You see, I cannot send Lazarus to you to put some water in your mouth. Neither can they pass to us that would come from hence. You see, even if you want to come, you cannot. You cannot do it because that is a fixed goal for us. There had been put that we cannot cross, as you are suggesting. One more thing we need to remember. We need to remember the bad example of the rich man. The bad example of the rich man and our bad example in lavishing life, you know, enjoying our life, trying to supersede the plan of God for us of suffering, changing the circumstances, moving toward the comfort zone. It can be a very bad example to others to follow. What was the next request of the rich man to Abraham? He told him in verse 27, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father Abraham, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment. He said, I have 5 brethren in my father's house. I want Lazarus to go to them and tell them so they will not come here. His brothers, they were following his examples. They are spending every day lavishly, careless about nothing, careless about the plan of God, careless about the people around him. And sure, they will end up here in the same place. Are you aware now how much you receive? You are poor or you receive much? Even you are poor, you are sick, even you receive much. You are rejected, you receive much. What was the request of the rich man to Abraham now? He told him, let Lazarus go. What we understand? Was Lazarus serving God when he was alive? Yes, he was serving God. He was the evangelist of God to that rich man. That beggar was preaching them to the man. What is about lifestyle that God wants you to live? And now he wants the poor man, this Lazarus, to go to his family and to tell him about. He is the right person to tell. So now we understand. When that beggar stay at the door, at the gate of the rich man, he was preaching the gospel to him. Have you get the point here? The style of life of your living. When you are honest, while you are still poor, when you are even persevering, willing to continue to suffer, willing not to do wrong, willing not to steal. You know, even this rich man, he did not steal, he did not cheat to get his money. But he was not a good example to others. He was not a good example to others. You know, there's one more thing that we need to understand. Suffering
Remember, suffering is not an option for a Christian life, but it is mandatory. Suffering is not only for the poor or sick or disabled people or rejected people, but suffering is also ordained to the rich as well as to the other people who are well-to-do. If God has blessed you with finances, does that mean that you will live lavishly? Still, God wants you to go through the same scenario that He put. You have, but you are disciplined yourself. Yeah. From my experience, people's non-willingness to suffer, non-willingness to go through the narrow gate, is the way for them to end up in hell. To end up in backsliding and moving away from God. Hell is real. Think, and heaven is real. We learn much from the scriptures that we have in our hands. What the Lord God say here in the scriptures. What Abraham say to the rich man when he told him Saint Lazarus. He told him, Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. No need Lazarus to go. They have the prophets and they have Moses. Everything is written there. And he said, nay, father, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. So here God confirming the Old Testament scriptures for us. What Jesus say in the same chapter, verse 16 and 17, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that there the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And if it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Hear the scriptures, all the Bible. We need to follow. Old Testament, in New Testament, apply them in our lives. Let's all stand in His presence. We need to remember that God not forgetting you. Have you received, how many among you is today poor? Don't be ashamed, huh? You have received much. If you are sick, you have example of Lazarus. People does not like you. We have the example of Lazarus. He make it to heaven. Was he obedient to God? Yes. Did he run away from God? I don't like God anymore. Too much every day I'm eating the crumbs from the ground. This is a challenge for us. Remember what thou have heard and received. Repent, hold fast on it. I will come like a thief. Jesus may come anytime. Are you waiting for him? Or waiting for the cupboard to go away so that he will do what he like? Let's come to the Lord in repentance. God is good? Yes, amen. Let's give thanks to God for all that we have. For the discipline above all. For the restriction, for the suffering theme that He gave us. Thank you, God. Repent of your sins now. Behave. Humble down. as you are waiting for him to come. As we are waiting for him to come and take us. You can cry to God, help me, Lord. Help me to persevere till you come and take me, Lord. Lord, help me, O God, to persevere, O God. Waiting for you, O God. Help me, O God, to continue to serve you, to preach your word by the style of living that you want me to live, to keep myself in the place that you had assigned me. Thank you, Jesus. Our God never sleep, never slumber. He is there to help you. He know what's going on.
Oh.
thank you for your word to us, assuring us that you are with us as we decide and determine to keep going on through the narrow way, narrow gate that you ordained for us. Bless your church and your people, and send your word, O God. Anoint this word and send it to your people to heed, to repent, and to come to you. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in His name. Amen and amen.